Words are powerful, and once they are spoken, they can't be taken back. You can apologize, explain, or even regret what you said, but you can't truly unsay it, and the other person can't unhear it. That is one of the most important lessons in communication, relationships, and leadership. A single sentence spoken in anger can echo for years, leaving a scar that no amount of correction fully erases. In the moment, it is incredibly tempting to lash out. When someone has been unthoughtful, disrespectful, or careless in their words, the instinct to strike back can feel justified. Anger often tells us we are protecting ourselves, standing up for our dignity, or restoring fairness. But anger also clouds judgment. It pushes us toward dramatic language, sharp accusations, and cruel exaggerations. We say things like, "You always," or "You never," or "I can't believe you're so," and suddenly the discussion becomes less about solving a problem and more about winning a fight. The tragedy is that the person may forget the details of the argument, but they will remember exactly how you made them feel. Even when we apologize afterward, the apology has limits. "I'm sorry" is important, but it doesn't erase the moment. Once certain words are said, they become part of the relationship's history. Trust is weakened and doubt begins to form. The other person may wonder, "Is that what they really think of me?" Or will they say something like that again? That uncertainty can change how safe someone feels with you. It can also change how they interpret future interactions, because harsh words create a lens of suspicion. In that sense, words are not just sound, they are seeds, and they can grow into resentment, distance, or defensiveness. That is why it is a sign of maturity to pause before responding. The simple advice to count to 10 may sound childish, but it is actually deeply wise. Taking a moment allows the emotional fire to cool just enough for your rational mind to step back in. It gives you space to ask, "What is the outcome I actually want? Do I want to solve this, or do I just want to hurt them back?" That pause doesn't mean you ignore disrespect or pretend you aren't angry. It means you choose control over impulse. It means you respond with intention instead of reacting with emotion. This ability is a form of emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is not about suppressing feelings. It is about understanding and managing them. It is recognizing when you are triggered, identifying what you are truly upset about, and choosing a response that reflects your values rather than your temporary frustration. People with emotional intelligence know that expressing anger is not the same as expressing truth. They know that feelings can be real but still lead to false conclusions or damaging words. Being mindful of what you say is especially important because communication is not just about what you mean. It is about what others hear. And people rarely hear anger as passion. They hear it as contempt. Once contempt enters a conversation, respect is threatened, and respect is the foundation of every healthy relationship. So beware of the next time you want to tear someone's head off. That urge may feel powerful, but real strength shows up differently. Strength is restraint. Strength is choosing words that build rather than destroy. Because once you speak, those words cannot be pulled back. You can't unsay them, and they can't be unheard. And a moment of uncontrolled emotion can create consequences that last far longer than the anger itself.